Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, this is Jaesu and Ryan. We're here with Carly and Roy from Grimlab FX. How you guys doing?
Good, how are you?
Not bad. I'm impressed to say we just sat here and watched you give devil horns to a client, I guess.
Yes.
That was actually pretty awesome, seeing like the before and after.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad they were the devil horns instead of the unicorn horns.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I know yours had sparkles.
So glittery.
Tell us a little bit about your company, how you got started, and what it's all about.
So this is the first actual convention that we've been at. We just started this company. We sell a bunch of prosthetics, like custom-made prosthetics, and we do props too.
Cool.
So we've been doing this for almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
After graduating from the Sheridan program, special effects program, and so we're just out doing makeup and building stuff.
Cool. Is it allowed to share the story you told us about graduation?
Yeah. For sure.
Of course.
Okay. So for our graduation, our convocation ceremony. Without telling anyone, we both did special effects makeup on ourselves. Like, I did a peeled-off face, and Roy did a bunch of gashes
on my face.
All over his face.
For our competition.
But I didn't tell my parents that I was doing it. So my mom, when she saw me, like, we were all in the gown ready to go on stage, she started crying. She was really upset. And she said, "How could you do this to me?"
The best.
Everyone did love it.
We were the only ones actually that got cheered by the whole by everyone there when we went on stage. It was awesome.
You gotta figure, you guys went to special effects class. Like, you would have had to have done something.
Right. It would be.
It makes sense.
It makes sense to me.
Really. People thought it was real though, which was weird. Because like I had like staples in my face, like so it had looked like I was trying to put it back together for the ceremony. Maybe I don't know. It was really
graduation's more important than then hospital.
Yeah.
Then hospital.
Like,
yeah.
Accident, but no, I gotta go to my graduation. That's like nice.
Hardcore.
Now, what got you guys interested in this line of work?
I just like making stuff. It's it makes sense to me. Like and practical effects have always interested me.
I was inspired when I was a kid, loving The Lord of the Rings, watching the behind the scenes of that. I remember that blowing my mind, thinking how like people can do this for a living and applying like the orc prosthetics and stuff like that. And when I got to Sheridan, I've always was into arts, so I did arts. I did my art diploma there, and then they just opened a new program, this program, on my second year. And so when I was done that, that's like I just had my eyes on it, and that's what I was set up to do, and here I am.
Nice. And you've got all kinds of stuff here. We're at Con Bravo, by the way, and people can come here and get horns or elf ears or whatnot.
Yeah, we sell a bunch of easy to do prosthetics. They're you pretty much just need water and sponge, and you'd be able to apply these prosthetics yourself. And they should go on.
Tattoo.
Yeah,
the new tattoo.
Just like a temporary tattoo.
Like a temporary tattoo. Yeah, but they're all
3D. Yeah. Disgusting temporary tattoo. Yeah.
Then add blood.
Yeah.
Nice. So you said this is your first convention. Any other appearances you guys have coming up?
We've done a bunch of shows. We worked on a bunch of projects since we graduated, but this is our actual first, show as a company selling this stuff. We literally just started.
We're kind of testing the waters right now, seeing how it's going. And like so far, it's just Friday, and we're having a blast already. So this is really
hopefully
awesome.
Be able to move up in bigger conventions in the future. And
that's the thing is that's where you start. Like, start just getting your name out there, right? And the more you get out there, they're like, "Hey, Grim Labs."
Yeah.
It's like,
exactly.
That's cool.
It's all about the exposure for now. Yeah.
I like what you guys see. Like, you guys do a phenomenal job.
Thank you so much.
We're trying to convince Jay's daughter, but she isn't convinced or bribable enough yet. So.
Maybe if she sees the horns, maybe she'll want, like,
you. It doesn't have to be something bloody. It could be anything, right?
I was going to say, I saw the girl with the horns, and it reminded me of Jason Lee from Dogma, actually.
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So, cool. Where can people go to check out your work?
You can visit us on our Facebook page, Grimlab FX. So, facebook.com/grim with two M's, GRIMMLABFX. Or you can follow us on Instagram at Grimlab FX.
Cool. Cool. Well, I think we'll be following you once we get home to a computer.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Definitely. Sure. We'll be posting up new prosthetics that we're making and new nice. Projects that we do and all that stuff.
And photos from the con as well. We have cosplayers coming down tomorrow to get their makeup done with us. And
cool.
It's going to be cool.
So, if anyone's interested in getting the makeup done, we're here all weekend applying stuff and stuff like that. Yeah.
Nice. Well, it was great meeting you guys. It was great seeing you in action.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
We hope to hear more about you in the future.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Guys.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.